This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm so happy to be with you today. I just received an image of someone running away from God, running away from Jesus. I don't know why. Maybe they've sinned and they think they can't be forgiven. I don't know why, but I see very clearly someone running away. And you know, this broadcast is for you. I don't care. It's for you that the Lord says, return to me. Return to me. Return to me. I am forgiveness. I am love. I am all you need. Return to me, my Lord. It's so wonderful that God would speak to me to tell you to return, to tell you to, you've been running away. You've been running away from God. And you know what? Every place you run to, he's already been there waiting for you. Every place, he's already been there waiting for you. You just need to say, I give up. I surrender. I am sorry. I surrender. My Lord is after his people. He is the good shepherd who seeks after the lost. And you know, if you're lost, the best thing about being lost is being found by Jesus, by Jesus. The Word of God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's me. That's you. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's time to return to your first love, to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time. Don't wait another minute. Just tell them, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Send me. Send me. Yes. How could he send you? You've been so far from him. It only takes a second to be back to him. And we have a sacrament called penance, which is a wonderful sacrament to bring people to God, and God to people. Today is a new day for you. It's a brand new day. We're taking telephone calls, 617-770-3030. Who's calling? 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
This is Michael, Father.
What can I do for you, Michael?
Mike, Father, I have an ongoing problem with my bladder and bowel system. It's just quite defective. So I would ask that you petition the Lord on my behalf for the healing of it. Thank you, Father.
You're so welcome, Michael. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Jesus said they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. I pray for Michael, for his problem with his kidneys and his bowels, be healed in Jesus' name by the precious blood of the Lamb. Be healed by the love of God, in Jesus' holy name, now, amen. 617-770-3030. The best thing about being lost is being found. That's the best thing about being lost. Who's calling?
It's Diane, Father.
What can I do for you, Diane?
Hi, Father. Can you please pray for Susie's dad, for his bones and his knees and his hip?
We pray for this man, for his bones, for his knees and his hips. Father, in Jesus' name, by the power of the cross, heal this man. Let him feel your presence, Jesus. Heal this man in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Psalm 50, verse 5. Gather to me, my faithful ones, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. Oh, yes. We have made a covenant with the Father through the sacrifice of Calvary. We have made a covenant with the Father through the blood of Jesus. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. This is Marina calling. If you could say a prayer for me and my children and my mom and dad. Thank you.
We pray for her children, and for her parents. I pray that the Lord would intervene in each one of their lives by the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, in the holy and awesome name of Jesus Christ. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Pat. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, that's good. I was asking the Lord who I should ask for prayer for, and the Lord said ask for prayer for yourself, which wasn't what I was planning to do. I had oral surgery, as you know, 2 weeks ago, and after the broadcast in about an hour, I have a follow-up appointment. It's about 90% healed, but I just would like total healing, and the surgery should have been done by an oral surgeon, and they had said it would, and it was done by the regular dentist. But as I was kind of saying to the Lord, well, who should I maybe go to? Should I try a different dental practice? The Lord just said to pray to him for healing. So that's what I would
like to do.
So
we pray in Jesus' name that her mouth, her teeth would be completely healed now by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. Be healed in your mouth, in your teeth, in Jesus' holy name. Let the Holy Spirit come upon her now, now, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Paul,
what can I do for you?
I'd like you to pray for Operation Rescue in Boston, Massachusetts. We need help in front of 1055 Planned Parenthood on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock a.m. and on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. Lots of people are coming in. The death scores are out there from 10 to 1130, and we have nobody to man. On Wednesdays, we have one guy who's out there by himself.
What's the telephone number?
You can give him Bill Carter's number. It's 774-287-0751.
Say it again.
774-287-0751.
One more time, slowly.
I'm driving. 774-287-0751. 07351.
Amen. 617-770-3030. We need people at those abortion centers just to pray. You don't have to do anything else but pray. Who's calling?
Hello, Father?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
I'm here.
Mary from Woburn. Okay.
Hi, Mary. I can.
Okay.
Shut the radio off, Mary. Turn the radio off.
Father. Number one is for Andrew. Fall is a difficult time for him, and I'm asking prayer that he does not end up in the hospital again this year.
Father, we thank you for Andrew. We thank you for Andrew.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mary.
And for my daughter, Julie, who's lost, and she needs a job, and she needs to come back to God.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Andrew. No hospital, that you would heal him in the depths of his being. In Jesus' name. And that you would touch Julie. Touch Julie. Let her know how much you love her. Touch her. The only way that you know how. Make circumstances that will bring her to the foot of the cross for mercy and forgiveness. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Who's calling? No. What can I do for you?
Yeah, my name is Val. Remember me, Father Tom?
I do not, but I'm going to. What do you need?
I need a prayer of my left knee. I'm going to go to the doctor on the 23rd.
Well, put your hand on your left knee. Close your eyes. In Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, left knee, be healed completely by the blood. Amen. Of the Lamb, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Left knee, be healed. In Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. God has something for you today. But you need to be open. It's all about being open. How did we end up on radio? I was open by the grace of God to start something because Jesus told me. I was open. Imagine being open to the Lord. That's what he's calling you to, so that you can receive what he needs to give you. But you need to pray for openness. So, Lord, we pray for openness today. Openness to the Holy Spirit, that you would do something N-E-W, something new in God, in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You see, we're here today to pray for people. We're here today to proclaim that Christ the Lord is for you and not against you. He is for you. And you say, I've done so many bad things. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. It's time to go to confession. It's time to repent, turn around 180 degrees, give yourself back to the Lord Jesus Christ. 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. You know that God's plans are so much better than your boring plans. God's plans are so much better than my boring plans. Oh, yes. So much better because he sees the whole picture. The only thing I can see is right now. He sees the whole picture. God's plans are better than your plans. Why don't you just give up your plans today and receive the plans of God? to receive the plans of God. You say, I'm afraid. You don't have to be afraid. He said, I am always with you. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. You have nothing to be afraid of when it comes to Jesus. He is the open door to salvation. He is our salvation. There is no other name by which people are to be saved but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And he has given us a church where we can receive his precious body, blood, soul, and divinity, a church where we can hear the holy word of God, the two-edged sword of the Lord God himself. Oh, yes, pray for your priests. Pray for them. Don't criticize them. Pray that they would be filled with the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. Jessica just brought me a glass of water, and the word of God says, no one who brings to the servant of God a glass of water will ever be forgotten. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I remember when I was in the seminary, I would always tell the kids, I want to use the pitcher and give you water, because I was giving water in the name of Jesus. They didn't know it, but I knew it. God knew it. That was enough. I was the water server in Jesus' name. They were going to become priests, servants of God. I would pour water for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus. Who's calling? I'm waiting. Do all in the name of Jesus. If you're not going to talk, I'm going to speak. 617-770-3030. Hello. Who's calling?
This is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
I would like for Maria to return to the church and for Matt to give up drugs.
We pray for these two intentions, that the Holy Spirit would come upon these two people, that she would return not only to the church, but to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the church. And we pray for the young man that you would deliver him from drugs and alcohol by the power of grace. 617-770-3030. It's all about grace. It's not about trying harder. You see, Avis tries harder. We don't try harder. We receive the grace and then surrender our life to Jesus. 617-770-3030. I know people that have been trying harder all their lives, and they've not depended upon the grace of the Lord. You see, if you're a drunk, you've got to depend upon the grace of the Lord one day at a time, one day at a time. Go to a meeting. Go to a meeting. Go to a meeting. God's calling you to go to a meeting. And your higher power is Jesus Christ, the very Son of the living God. Hallelujah. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. This is Maggie. I would just like to pray for my two boys who seem to have constant injuries.
Oh, God. Send the guiding angels up to these two boys. The guiding angels, that they not fall anymore, that they not be injured anymore. Send them, oh God. And if you need to send more than one, send them in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. God is so good, he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in his Son will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn you and to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Oh, yes. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn you, but that you might be saved. How do I be saved? I surrender, Jesus. I surrender. Then go to confession. Go to confession. Blot out all your sins. Leave them at the cross. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father. It's Leonard today.
What can I do for you, Leonard?
We have Marie DeMarco's friend Nina needs prayer for a surgery that she's having today. And also praying for Roger, who had a bad, severe bite by a dog on his hand. Needs maybe plastic surgery.
So we pray for these two people, that Nina, the doctors would be doing the operation, but Jesus' hands do them in Jesus' name. And for the next person, that you would give him his heart's desire. 617-770-3030. It's all about Jesus. Who's calling?
Yes, Father. This is Margaret. And you've been praying for my sister, Eileen, for cancer. And I want to let you know that she's recovering. She's getting better. Cancer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God hears and answers prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 617-770-3030. It's all about Jesus. I see people running away. You're running away. Don't run away from. Run to. He says, I will never reject you. I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of who sent me that I should lose nothing. That's you, of what he has given me. But I should raise it up on the last day. Don't run away. Run to. He will not reject you. He will not abandon you. His name is Jesus, and he's wonderful. 617-770-3030. I tell you, God, we pray for this broadcast that the people that are listening would be filled with the wonderful Holy Spirit. We pray for the meeting tonight at St. John the Baptist in Quincy, Mass. Mass is at 6:05. The prayer meeting starts at 7. Oh, hallelujah. God is on the move, and we're with him. I tell you, we are with him. We are not against him. We believe that he wants to do mighty things tonight at Mass, 6:05, St. John the Baptist in Quincy, and 7 o'clock, the prayer meeting, when two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus is present. Hallelujah. I remember 100 years ago when I went up to Lawrence. I was a young man, and the young man who was leading the prayer meeting said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. And you know what? I knew he believed it. My Noah knew he believed it. And because he believed it, I believed it in Jesus' name. That was when I was 20, 21 years old. Hallelujah. I had gone to Mass almost every day. And you know what? I needed an encounter with Christ. I go to Mass every day now. I hear the word of God. I received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. You need a touch from heaven. And Jesus says, I'm available for you. Just reach out and touch the Lord. How do I do it? Lord, I'm desperate. I touch you. touch me. Lord, I'm desperate. Touch you. Touch me. You see, I remember once preaching, and there was a young man running away, and I said, the Lord showed me someone running away, and you're going to be a priest. And you know what? He wrote to me and told me that he was the man, and he is a priest of God today and does the work of salvation. Hallelujah. 617-770-3030. God loves you. Christ died for you. The Holy Spirit fills you now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you, Holy Spirit, shall renew the face of the earth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.